The DNR has told the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District that it has to add 1 million gallons of new stormwater storage capacity each year for a 5-year period, and the district has to use techniques like green roofs, rain barrels, and permeable road surfaces. Milwaukee is the first district in the U.S. to have that requirement, without being forced to via court order. Karen Sands is sustainability manager for the Milwaukee Sewerage District. Sands says there are 3 advantages to going green.
Green infrastructure, because it's much more natural and is able to filter water, we filter out things like suspended solids and phosphorus before it goes into area waterways. It also helps to keep volumes of water out of combined sewer systems, and it also slows the water down.
Sands says yesterday 3 small projects were okay that will use porous pavement on roadway shoulders.
Actually, all 3 of these projects are what's called articulating concrete blocks. They're laid down in a mat, and in between each of the blocks is the pore space that allows the stormwater to soak in.
Sands says this year alone, around $2 million from local property taxes have been set aside for green infrastructure. Federal and state grants have also helped the district acquire upstream lands and protect them from development to reduce runoff. Some other communities are also using green infrastructure to fight water pollution, and more could dive in if the Milwaukee effort goes well. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.